Hello everyone, this is Frank again, and this time I'm going to talk to you a little bit about standalone OCR devices. We always spoke about what OCR is in general, so we understand the concept of that. So when I talk about standalone devices, these are devices that are not connected or installed on a computer, laptop, or smartphone. They work totally independently there, and hence the name standalone. So these are devices that you could purchase, and they're usually a little bit bigger than a standard size sheet of paper. So the footprint of these devices, they're hardware devices, is usually about 12 by 12, or sometimes 11 by 14. And some of them are, you know, rectangles, some are kind of oblong, some are squarish, depending on the brand and model. Generally speaking, they're small enough where you could fit them in a backpack or an attaché case. They will run on battery. Usually they're rechargeable. Again, that's the standard equipment. Sometimes that's optional. But usually there's an option to have them be rechargeable. And they probably weigh anywhere between 3.5 and 5 pounds, depending on the model you choose and the options. Okay, so we'll talk about some of the advantages and disadvantages of these units. The first advantage, and this is probably the biggest thing, is that they do not require any computer or smartphone skills because they're not in any way, shape, or form connected to one. So you don't have to be proficient using a computer, you don't have to know how to use a laptop or a smartphone, or even have access to any of those devices. Some of the other advantages are, again, like we said, they do have rechargeable batteries. So in theory, you could take it around the house. You could even take it to your local library, pull a book off the shelf, put the book on the unit, and snap a couple of pictures of it and read the book right there in the library. Of course, with a pair of headphones, so you don't disturb anyone. Another advantage is that they are fairly easy to operate and have a very short learning curve. You're probably up and running in about 10 minutes. The general concept is that you would put one of these things out on a flat surface. You'll need a good sturdy surface like a desk or a table. You'll put your document in either in front of it or on top of it, depending on the model. And it takes the picture of the document. They all have built-in cameras. And it does a little bit of OCR and converts it to a readable text. And it'll read it out loud with a built-in voice. And most of them allow you to pick the voice and the speed and all that stuff. Some of the disadvantages is that because they have cameras, they're fairly fragile. If you were to drop one, I would expect it probably wouldn't survive too hard of a drop. Unlike like a cell phone or something like that, which could be a little bit more sturdy. Or even like a flatbed scanner that you use in conjunction with a computer or laptop, that might be a little bit sturdier. The camera is probably the weakest part of these. And so it's potentially a point of failure if it took a pretty good hard whack. The other disadvantage is the cost. Because they're self-contained, they don't leverage any type of off-the-shelf technology. So these are fairly pricey. Expect to pay anywhere between $1,800 and $2,200, depending on model and options that you add to it. So that's probably the advantages and disadvantages. As far as operating these units, like I said, they're fairly easy. Some of the models that are out there that I've had the opportunity to try out, one is called a Clear Reader. That's a device where you put the document on a table and the camera flips out on top of it. Another one is called the Lyric, L-Y-R-I-Q, not with a Q at the end, like song lyric, but no C at the end, the Q. And that's a device where you put the document on top of the device, has a built-in table, and it takes a picture of it that way. Both these devices, if you happen to be in the Massachusetts area, the local distributor is a place in Worcester called New England Low Vision. So I will have a slight demonstration of one of these devices. I actually have one right here in front of me. I have the one that's known as the Lyric, L-Y-R-I-Q. Okay, so I'm going to describe it first of all before I even turn it on. It's a square device, probably about 12 by 12. It's maybe about 2 inches tall. Weighs maybe 2.5-3 pounds. It's fairly light. There is a camera that flips up, so when it's open, there's a standing camera, and that camera is probably about 12 inches high. And then on the left-hand side, there is a power button. On the front edge, there is a backspace button, a volume slider, a pause/play button, and on the right-hand side, there is a speed button, which is a rocker button, and then there's a place for a USB port on the right-hand side as well. So the ports and controls are very straightforward and simple. And I'm going to press the power button on the left-hand side, and I want you to listen to what it does. Okay, hopefully you could hear it going beep, beep, beep. So, because it has like a computer built into this thing, it doesn't require any external computer, it essentially is booting up in the same way a computer will. So those beeps there tell you that it's starting up. And then when it starts up, it will tell you that it has done so. And we're going to hear that in a couple of seconds.
Please place your document.
Okay, so we got the happy music and told us it was booted up. And it gives us a little bit of instructions. It says, please place your document. So this part is fairly straightforward. All I need to do is take a document I may want to read. I got something right here in my list, in my stack of mail that I have not gone through. And I'm just going to take it and place it on the flat part of the unit, which is kind of like a little built-in table. And let's see what happens. It made that shutter sound.
405 East Street, Weymouth, Massachusetts 02189. In this newsletter, the first 2023 convention, upcoming division LSIC, Big Indoor December I. Netka December Meet, 7. Frank Ventura, Farm Road, West Roxbury, MA, 02.
And I'm going to pause it. Okay, as you can see, what it did there was it took a picture, made a little camera shutter sound, and it processed it. It did the OCR, like we talked about the OCR being the character recognition. It looked for patterns of dots inside that image that constitute letters and words, and then converted it to spoken speech. I have it set to the male voice, and I have it fairly fast. Again, we could slow it down if we wanted.
Speech speed decreased.
And if I miss something, I could always back up the speed.
Farm Road, West Rock, Frank Ventura.
And if I wanted to continue, I could always press the play button again.
Farm Road, West Roxbury, MA 02132-1607. Upcoming train meets. Here's a quick list of some upcoming train meets. You can get details on the TCA website for our meets. And you can also find the latest, greatest, comprehensive seven rain show list that is put together by Sam Carr. Download this in its copy by visiting www.netka.org/m-events. November 20th to 7th, 21, 2021 Berg's Train and Toy Show at the Shriners Auditorium, Ordham Road, Wilmington, MA 7. Hours 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. For details, please visit http://greenbergshouse.com. December 12th, 2021 ICA Indoor Meet at the Hudson Concord Elks Park, St. Hudson, MA 01749. Sunday, December 12th. Members, 10 a.m., public 2 p.m. The details on the inside pages of this newsletter. January 9th, 2022 Netka Southern Chapter Show, Army Navy Hall, 1090 Main Street, Manchester, CT0.
As you can see, it just reads until I either pause it or I take the paper away.
Snow Day, January 16th.
So I could let it read the rest of this page, but say I wanted to read the next page. I'm going to take the page away. And notice it said, please place your document. So I'm going to flip my little newsletter here to the next page. And I'm going to go do the exact same thing. I'm just going to put it right on the built-in table here, and it should take a picture.
Ritka December Meet P. Sunday, December 12th, 9 a.m. TCA members, or 10 a.m., general public, to 2 p.m. at the Hudson Concord Elks 99 Park, St. Hudson, MA 0.
As you can see, my newsletter has a lot of announcements in it.
Free for TCA members with your valid TCA membership card, $5.
Now, I can tell you, this piece of paper that I'm reading from is a glossy newsletter with a lot of wrinkles in it. It was folded over a couple of times to be shoved in my mailbox, so I'm kind of actually surprised that it was doing such a good job. Let's see. Well, see what's on the next page. It's a four-page document. So I'll flip over to page 3 here. Let's try it again.
2023 National Convention NEPCA Commemorative Car Number 1. Genuine Lionel at Gate JPRSNS. NEPCA. The Oski GAM. Blue Denim. Plus $10 shipping, limited production of 100 units, pre-order now for spring 722 delivery. Send a check IRA's cut to NETC
And I'm just going to pause it. There's always ways of spending money when you belong to an organization. And I'm going to scan my final back page.
Hello, fellow members. November 2nd, 021 NECA News. President-elect Vice President and Treasurer Secretary Joe Fanner, Steve McCabe, Todd Metcalf, Dennis Ingalls, Peter Dare, Sarkisian, 72 River Oak Road, 13 Hudson Place, 4 Margaret Road, 220 Dean Street, 529 Pearl Street, Warwick, RI, 02.
Okay, I'm going to see what other pieces of mail I got today. This is this is a little bit of a index card. Again, glossy on one side, not so glossy on the other. Let's put this on a tray, see what came up.
Our dental card percent is more important than ever. Schedule today before House 2021 dental benefits expire. End of text.
Okay, please reminder to schedule my dentist appointment. Isn't that nice? Anyway, so one caveat about using these devices is that because you're basically placing the paper face up and the camera is hovering above that, is that the paper is open to whatever ambient light is in the room. So if you have sort of oddball lighting conditions, it could affect the quality of the OCR. The first time I tried it, it was a bright sunny day and I had it right in front of my window. And I was getting poor results and I ended up moving it to the other side of the room, kind of in the shade, kind of in the shadows of the other side of the room. And it did much better that way. So again, like if you're using a computer with a flatbed scanner with a lid that closes on, you don't have to worry about different lighting conditions. But you do have to concern yourself a little bit with lighting conditions when you use these type of units because the paper is completely open to the camera. Or open to the room lighting, I should say. So that is standalone OCR. Again, these devices, yeah, like I said, they're usually about 12 inches each. Sometimes they're a little bit taller, sometimes they're a little bit shorter, depending on what make and model you select. And they're fairly simplistic to use. I would suspect you could get up and running maximum 10 minutes if you buy one. Good if you really want to just be able to read and identify pages and papers and stuff like that quickly without bothering with some of the deficiencies of having to use a computer program, or for instance, you don't have to worry about using something like a cell phone where you'd have to hold the document under the phone steady or hold the phone steady over a document. These are very user-friendly, with the exception of the high price tag, which kind of puts a dent in your pocket, but other than that, they're fairly easy to use.